This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Looks like you may need a COVID booster shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci says they're trying to determine now if, when, and whom. And he says kids should be going back to schools that have vaccinated teachers and staff.
The first thing you do is that you surround them with people who are vaccinated. And that's the reasons why we want the teachers to get vaccinated. We want the personnel in the school to get vaccinated. And we want children who are eligible because of their age to get vaccinated.
Dr. Fauci on the Today Show this morning. Heat warnings and advisories are in effect across the nation. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Another sizzling heat wave is gripping the Pacific Northwest and other parts of the country.
Breathtaking, takes your breath away.
But Western Oregon could see temperatures over 110 degrees. People are already flocking to cooling centers like the one in Multnomah County, where Holly Martinez is a volunteer.
We have lots of water. We have mats for folks to lie down on, chairs. It's air conditioned.
And sizzling weather is hitting other parts of the country. Cooling centers have opened in Connecticut as well. In southeastern Kansas, a 2-year-old child has died from suspected heat illness. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It appears the U.S. Air Force is carrying out strikes to support the beleaguered Afghan forces against the Taliban in Afghanistan. But this morning, the Taliban captured a strategic provincial capital near Kabul. The AP's John Gambrell is overseas.
This is really important because seizing Ghazni cuts off a key highway between Kabul and the southern provinces of Afghanistan. And that can make it more difficult for the Kabul-based government to send troops, reinforcement, and equipment to the southern provinces that already find themselves under attack by the insurgents.
The AP's John Gambrell. This is AP News. A cyber attack, but no impact, says a worldwide consulting firm. The AP's Mike Rossi has got this.
Global consulting firm Accenture says a cyber attack on its systems has been identified and isolated. Accenture did not specify when the incident occurred or identify it as a ransomware attack. But the Lockbit ransomware gang announced the attack Tuesday night on its dark web leak site. In chat images shared with the Associated Press by the cybersecurity intelligence firm Cybel, Lockbit was demanding $50 million from Accenture and set a Thursday evening deadline. Lockbit is a Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate. I'm Mike Gracia.
Human rights experts working with the UN are calling on countries to stop the sale and transfer of spyware and other surveillance technology for now until they set rules governing its use. They say they want to make sure human rights aren't violated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.